From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Golhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee on Thursday voted 14-6 to advance Acting Interior Secretary David Bernhardt for a full Senate vote on a confirmation for permanent secretary. Several Democrats voted with Republicans to advance Bernhardt's nomination, despite the severe conflicts of interest plaguing the former oil lobbyist. Bernhardt had faced questioning from lawmakers last week, and during his hearing, several environmental activists quietly donned monster masks to creatively make the point that Bernhardt was the quintessential swamp monster that President Trump boasted he would drain out of Washington. My guest is Aaron Weiss, Deputy Director at the Center for Western Priorities. Welcome to the program, Aaron.
Sonali, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So Bernhardt would replace Ryan Zinke, who headed the Interior Department and left under a cloud of ethics scandals. But Bernhardt has been working at the Department of Interior for some time, so people have had a chance to examine what he did. And I understand that the New York Times found that he continued his lobbying work while at the Interior Department, even though, of course, that is a blatant conflict of interest. Can you explain what exactly he did?
So in this case, he was continuing to do work on behalf of Brownstein Hyatt Farber Schreck, his lobbying firm, for his clients, including Westlands Water District, while he was still preparing to head over to Interior. And one of the things you have to keep in mind on with David Bernhardt, he actually predates Ryan Zinke at Interior this time around. He was the head of President-elect Trump's Interior Landing Team. So he was there getting folks set up even before Ryan Zinke was nominated. And then when Ryan Zinke needed a deputy, David Bernhardt found the right guy by looking in the mirror. It's not unlike when George W. Bush asked Dick Cheney to find him a vice president, and Dick Cheney found Dick Cheney.
So this should have immediately, of course, disqualified him from continuing at the Interior Department, but he continued to work there as deputy when Zinke stepped down. He stepped in as acting permanent Interior Secretary, and now he wants the permanent position under the Trump administration. How do you explain the Senate committee's vote? How do you explain especially the Democrats who voted alongside Republicans, Democrats like Joe Manchin, despite knowing all of his conflicts of interest?
We had urged members of the Senate to, at the very least, delay this week's vote. We've seen this week the Interior Inspector General announcing that it was opening at least a preliminary investigation into David Bernhardt's conflicts of interest, particularly the order he gave to harm the Delta smelt, an endangered species in California, which is something that his former clients at Westlands Water District had long been asking for. And then on top of that, they just now released hundreds of pages of David Bernhardt's calendars that they had previously said didn't exist, and then admitted they did exist, but they were being kept in a Google document that was overwritten at the end of every day. And we finally got those just at the beginning of this week. And we've barely scratched the surface trying to connect the dots between what they had released on his public calendars and what are on what they just released this week. And we just now finished our initial count. We found 228 discrepancies between David Bernhardt's daily cards that he got and the public schedules that they released. So our position is that given all of that uncertainty and given the prospect of Inspector General investigations, which are eventually what forced Ryan Zinke out, there was no reason to rush on this vote today. And certainly there's no reason for the Senate to rush to a floor vote, although we understand that Mitch McConnell is in a hurry to get David Bernhardt confirmed.
So on this calendar issue, it seems like there's one of two possibilities. Either Bernhardt was keeping a separate calendar where he was meeting with people that he didn't say he was meeting with, or that somebody went in and changed his calendar after the fact to hide who he was really meeting with.
Or a combination of the two. What they had been releasing publicly for David Bernhardt's calendar was basically useless. It was filled with things like internal briefing, external meeting, with no indication of who he was actually meeting with. So when we saw that, we knew there had to have been an actual calendar that David Bernhardt was using to get through the day. But of course, they weren't going to release that without a fight, because David Bernhardt likes to operate in secret. He is running the least transparent interior department we've ever seen, arguably the least transparent department across the entire Trump administration. And that's the way they like it. They like to operate in secret with the curtains closed, so that you don't know when he's having meetings to harm the Delta smelt or do things at the behest of his former clients.
Now, Reveal, the Center for Investigative Reporting, recently released audio of oil executives bragging about the access that they have to David Bernhardt. And I want to play that for you and our audience. Here is, it's hard to hear, so I will repeat the text for our radio audience in just a moment. But here is the audio that Reveal released. Oil executives literally bragging about their direct access to Bernhardt.
We know him. We know him well. We know him very well and can have direct access to him, have conversations about issues ranging from federal land access to endangered species to a lot of issues.
And this is what he said, if you didn't quite, what this person said, if you didn't quite catch that, we know him very well and we have direct access to him and can have conversations with him about issues ranging from federal land access to endangered species. Aaron Weiss, again, this should have disqualified him, but it seems as though in the Trump administration era, anything goes.
Confirmation hearings for deputy secretary back in 2017, he admitted that had the Obama era conflict of interest rules been in place, he wouldn't have been able to serve as deputy secretary. So the only reason he was able to take this job in the first place is because those conflict rules were relaxed so much under the Trump administration. So this notion of draining the swamp, David Bernhardt absolutely makes a mockery of it.
And that's exactly the point that environmental activists tried to make last week. I understand it was Greenpeace, among some other organizations, that showed up at the hearing. And as Bernhardt was speaking very quietly, donned monster masks. Some pointed out that it looked like the image of the masks of the creature from the Black Lagoon to emphasize just how much of a swamp monster David Bernhardt was. But that message did not seem to get through to the senators who voted in the committee for him on Thursday. Lisa Murkowski, who's supposed to be one of the moderate Republicans in the Senate, she chairs the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, just dismissed all of the criticisms that he's been facing. Joe Manchin, one of the Democrats that voted alongside Republicans, said he's clearly qualified. I think we know that. And he has the knowledge and experience to serve as secretary. He knows the Interior Department inside and out. That might be a blessing, and to some might be a concern. Manchin, once more, sort of sounding more like a Republican than a Democrat. It seems as though these senators are quite happy to have a swamp monster head the Interior Department.
Certainly not all of them. We also saw a fiery speech on the Senate floor from Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon this week, calling for a delay in his confirmation for just that reason. And part of that also is that Ron Wyden was around the first time David Bernhardt was at Interior. He rose up to become Interior's top lawyer during the Bush administration. And Ron Wyden, during that period of time, paid very close attention to what Bernhardt was up to and what other top appointees were doing at Interior during that time, including bullying fish and wildlife officials on endangered species protections, changing their scientific reports. And so this has obviously long been a pet project or a pet issue for Senator Wyden. And so when Bernhardt came back and many of these same names that Bernhardt worked with his first time around, he continued to work with them in his lobbyist days. So no, it's not a surprise that folks who've seen this act once before are fired up. And so it is encouraging to see folks like Senator Wyden raising the red flags. And I suspect he will have some conversations with his colleagues, hopefully on both sides of the aisle, prior to a floor vote to make the case that Bernhardt is truly too conflicted to be confirmed to this job.
Let's get into the impact, potential impact of having Bernhardt, installed as the permanent Secretary at Interior. How endangered is the Endangered Species Act under a Bernhardt heading of that department?
It's one of the biggest concerns. We've already seen Bernhardt lead an attack on the sage grouse, which is a species that was saved from the endangered species list thanks to a multi-state deal toward the end of the Obama administration. It's primarily impacted. It is losing its habitat due to oil and gas drilling, primarily on public lands in the West. And most of that drilling is managed by the Bureau of Land Management. So when you're talking about a species like the sage grouse, that is entirely within the Interior. When you're talking about delisting the gray wolf, which is an announcement that David Bernhardt made here in Denver a couple weeks ago, that they are going to delist the gray wolf. That is a decision that comes out of the Interior Department. So when you talk about attacks on endangered species, and David Bernhardt has been there all along when he was outside, he was heading up an organization called CSER. That was an anti-endangered species nonprofit group that basically existed to cast fear, uncertainty, and doubt on the best available science when it comes to endangered species. And he did that on behalf of his clients at folks like the Westlands Water District in California that just wants more water for farmers, regardless of what happens to the fish populations in California.
And so essentially the Endangered Species Act in the mind of someone like Bernhardt is a regulation that stifles the profits of the corporations he represents.
It's an impediment to his clients getting what they want, whether it's drilling or whether it's more agriculture, using more water for agriculture. And as we all know, particularly in California, water is an incredibly precious resource. And Bernhardt has shown he will do whatever he can to make sure that that water is going entirely to farmers and regardless of the impact to species and wildlife in California.
What about the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge? Senator Lisa Murkowski, this is her, an area that she's supposed to be representing. How dangerous is Bernhardt's agenda at the Interior when it comes to drilling in the Arctic?
Among his former clients was the state of Alaska, when Alaska was pushing to allow more drilling in the Arctic. And we've seen Bernhardt trying to move ahead with more offshore drilling, both in the Arctic and across the country. So certainly we're going to see more attempts to drill in the Arctic. Thankfully, some of those attempts are getting shut down in the courts. There were two rulings in Alaska in the last week saying that Interior Department under David Bernhardt did not follow the proper steps or did not have the authority at all to do things like build a road through the Eisenbeck Wildlife Refuge. So if there's any upside to all of this, it's that despite what David Bernhardt is trying to do, the courts at this point are at least being a check on their agenda, and they may not be as successful as they think they will be because they aren't following the proper procedures to do what it is they try to do.
Aaron, given how openly Bernhardt seems to be flouting the rules around conflicts of interest, is there a legal case to opposing his nomination? Is there a legal way in which to challenge his continued position as acting secretary and even the nomination as permanent secretary? Or is it just that these rules that were in place under Obama have been done away and so there's really nothing holding him back now legally?
At the end of the day, it's the Senate's job to advise and consent. So there would be no outside mechanism that I'm aware of for someone to block a nomination like that. That does fall entirely on the Senate's hands. But that said, there are plenty of ways to challenge decisions that come out of Interior, particularly decisions that might be made without following proper procedures or by hiding, for example, meetings that David Bernhardt shouldn't have had. That all would become relevant evidence potentially in court cases on some of these decisions.
I see. So at this point, unless there is a revolt among Republican senators, it looks likely that Bernhardt will face a full Senate vote, probably pass the Senate, maybe narrowly, maybe not. And then his agenda may face opposition once he rolls it out at Interior.
Yeah, although I will note that there is actually some uncertainty among some Republicans who are not on on the ENR committee, particularly Marco Rubio and Rick Scott out of Florida have not said they will support Bernhardt because Bernhardt is not taking offshore drilling off Florida off the table. And so you could see folks like Scott and Rubio, Tom Tillis out of North Carolina, any number of Republicans or Democrats on the East Coast, the offshore drilling thing could become a serious issue before there's a floor vote. So I don't want to say that it's a done deal because anything could happen between now and then, particularly with those questions over offshore looming over Bernhardt right now.
So action right now from Americans in pushing their senators and their Senate representatives to do the right thing might have an impact.
Oh, at this point, yes. He's not up for a floor vote yet. No vote has been scheduled. And presumably, Mitch McConnell would not schedule a floor vote unless he knows he's got the votes. So if folks are concerned about Bernhardt in their state and want to contact their senators, it is certainly not yet a done deal, although the odds certainly based on this week's vote out of committee aren't looking great.
Well, Aaron, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Quickly give out a website for your organization.
We're at westernpriorities.org. You can also find our podcast, Go West Young Podcast, on iTunes and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
Great. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thank you, Sonali.
Aaron Weiss is the Deputy Director at the Center for Western Priorities. We've been discussing David Bernhardt's nomination as Permanent Secretary at Interior. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our audio podcast on iTunes, and our video channel on Vimeo.